Hey, everybody. Welcome to this special edition of The War Room here with Matthias and I. And it's a special edition because we have a special announcement for you all. We wanted to let you know, first and foremost, that we here at Battle Guide, Matthias and I, are organizing a battlefield tour of Berlin. Of Berlin 1945. That's the theme of the tour. It's going to take place in Berlin, of course, from the 9th to the 13th. Hey, insight here. From the 9th to the 13th of September of this year, 2026. 5 days and four nights of total nerding out with Matthias and I on the very spots where things happened in 1945. Plus a few stops, probably for some of that famous German beer and famous German curried sausage, believe it or not. So, Matthias, why don't you give everybody a sneak peek as to what type of things we're going to be seeing on the tour?
It's going to be a great tour. I think we've both done a lot of tours of Berlin. I mean, I personally stopped counting at number 50, I think. So I've done, I don't know how many, mainly for the army. Actually, the army, the British army, really likes going to Berlin, potentially more for the beer than the military history, but that's a completely different story. So we both know, of course, Berlin very well. We've done this one episode, as you all know, on Berlin. One of the very, very early episodes that we had, looking at the Battle of Berlin itself. And so when we go to Berlin, you already heard the rough detail or the rough points from Jesse. So what are we going to do? We're going to be mainly in the center of Berlin. You can spend weeks analyzing the Battle of Berlin, German history, and everything you want there. But what we're going to be doing, of course, is concentrate on World War II, the military history of Berlin. So on day one, we're going to start with a walking tour. We'll have a look at some of these famous places. We're going to be walking past the new build and recreated palace that they have. We're going to go to the Neue Wache, which is the central building for commemoration and memory in Germany. We're going to Bebelplatz, which is the site of the infamous book burning that happens before the outbreak of World War II. And we'll probably end that particular part of the tour. There's a little taster, you might say, at the Brandenburg Gate. Before then, the next day, we look at the fighting in the city itself. We start at the famous Moltke Bridge, where the Soviets crossed in their attempts to attack the Reichstag. We'll have a look at the Reichstag, the Brandenburg Gate, the memorial for the killed Jews. We'll see where Hitler spent his last few days in the Führer Bunker, where he also committed suicide. We'll look at that. And we also then make our way to the topography of terror, which is the very, again, infamous former headquarters of the Gestapo. So a full day, a walking day in the center of Berlin. It's all very easy walking. It's Berlin. It's flat. There are no elevations, no hills, no mountains, and lots of watering holes for potentially a beer or soft drink, and also, of course, the currywurst, the curry sausage. The next day, we then move out a little bit from the city center itself, go to the outskirts. We'll have a coach for this. We're going to go to Treptower Park, where you can see the largest Soviet war memorial outside of the Soviet Union. That is there to commemorate and celebrate the defeat of Nazi Germany. Absolutely amazing place. We see where the surrender was signed at Karlshorst. We go to the Wannsee house. So this is where the Wannsee conference took place, where in the jargon of the time, they decided on the final solution of the Jewish question. That's where the term comes from. We have a look at Gleis 17. So that's a track 17, the platform 17. This is where the deportations took place from Berlin, the Jews. And we also go to the very iconic Olympic Stadium, which of course was built for the 1936 Olympics. So it's one of the very few remaining buildings that in many ways oozes Nazism. Every time I go there, I'm still surprised that this is still there. It's still standing. They didn't blow this up. We look at all this and we explore the whole story. We then, the next day, again, move out of central Berlin a little bit. We go to Sachsenhausen, the concentration camp. We have a guided tour of that really nasty and eerie place before we then go to Flak Tower Humboldt Hain, one of the three large flak towers that existed We'll have a guided tour either in the flag tower or perhaps an air raid shelter that was right next to it. That depends a little bit on opening times, but we see how it goes. And then we'll probably also go to Plötzensee. This is where a lot of the conspiracies of the 20th of July 1944 were executed. And again, there is a place for memorial place there that we'll have a look at. And then the time's nearly up, I have to say. So we've got one more morning then to do things, and we'll go to the Bendler block, which is very famous. You have probably all seen Valkyrie. This is where Stauffenberg was. That's where Stauffenberg got shot on the 20th of July. And as a consequence of that, you now have a very big and also very good museum in there, which is dedicated to German resistance. We explore the history of the building, which today, again, is part of the German Ministry of Defense. My office was just around the corner for quite some time in the Ministry of Defense, so I know the area reasonably well. And we then, on our way, probably back to the hotel, or if you want to stay longer, of course, extend your stay. But on the last stop, we then finish at Checkpoint Charlie, which is not really, of course, World War II anymore, but it just adds this feel. Yeah. It's post-World War. It's the lesson of World War II. It's the consequence of World War II, and it is there. It would be a shame not to see it. With that, our tour comes then to an end after these days. Of course, as I already said, if you want to extend the tour and have another at least 3 weeks of military history in Berlin, because that's very easily doable. So it's going to be super fun. It's going to be easygoing. As Jesse already said, so we'll have a few nice drinks as well. Nice food thrown in and a few days of pure geekiness and nerdiness. So I think that's exactly what we're after.
That is indeed the plan. So you heard it here first. That was the sneak peek into our coming Berlin 1945 tour this fall. All the details and about how you can get your tickets and things like that are going to be available on the Battle Guide website. So that's it for now. Take it easy.